Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, cool mama. Hey, cool mamas. This is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 43 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, girl. How are you doing today? Well, you know that I hope you are well and feeling good from the inside out. Are you the type of mom that loves or hates meal planning and grocery shopping? I know that there are some moms that do enjoy it and know all of the tips and tricks and always willing to share. To be perfectly honest, I'm the type of mom that has always disliked grocery shopping and meal planning. However, I do love serving my family. So, I've always done my best to find different ways to make the process easier for me and less dreadful. Now, please note, I said easier, not easy, because shopping for a family of five is far from easy. I would love to share some of the grocery shopping and meal planning tips and tricks that I have learned over the years. And this is coming from a mom who has three sons and a husband. So I have had to find my way and make things work for me in a way that is not stressful and draining because, as I'm sure you are aware, having three sons and having a husband means that I am getting a ton of things from the grocery store often. While our lives and families may look different, I still believe that you will be able to pull something from these tips and tricks that may work for you or that you can mold into something that will work better for your life and your family dynamic. So let's go ahead and get started. One of the first tips that I have for you that I hope that you will put into play immediately, crock pot meals. I am fully convinced that God created crock pots just for moms. Can't tell me anything differently. The convenience, the efficiency, the good meals, it's everything a mom needs and wants in her life. Having a crock pot has saved me so much time and energy. Some of my family's most favorite meals are made in a crock pot. My favorite thing to do is put my meal in the crock pot early in the morning before I take my boys to school, let it cook during my work day, and have it ready by the time I get off work. Easy peasy. Now, I work from home, so this option works well for me. I'm not sure if it's a safety hazard or anything like that to leave it on while you are away working in the office, but I do know people who have done this and everything was fine. I'm not saying that you should or should not. Just, you know, have caution in case you do decide to do that. But if leaving it on while you are away from home at work is not an option, use the crock pot on your off days, and then you can have more time to chill and do what you want to do. If you haven't tried a crock pot yet, or a pressure cooker, or an instant pot, whatever you can find that cooks things quickly, if you haven't tried it yet, give it a try. I know you will not regret it. Some of the best crock pot meals that I have picked up over the years have come from Pinterest. So definitely check that out. And a simple Google search will give you some good ones as well. My next tip is to create your grocery list based on planned meals. So preparing a list, no matter how you do it, is a smart idea. Personally, for me, going to the grocery store for a lot of things at once without a plan, it just causes me way too much stress and anxiety. I either come home with too much or not enough, and it's always I forget something. With all of that said, it's best to always have a plan before you go. So with my point of basing this on the meals that you make, before I even make my list, I plan on what meals I will be making for the next 2 weeks. This ensures that I get everything I need and takes the guesswork out of trying to figure out what's for dinner. I suggest planning your meals at least a few days before you head to the grocery store. It'll give you some time to look up new recipes, think of the ones that you've done before that you want to try again, so on and so forth. The next tip is shop your pantry, your cupboards, your refrigerator first. Start at your kitchen first. This tip is just so simple, but it's so helpful. When you know what is in your cupboards, your refrigerator, all those things, you are less likely to buy things twice. When I'm planning my meals, I check the kitchen for ingredients I may already have. I absolutely hate when I buy something that I thought I didn't have, but it turns out I had it in the kitchen all along and it was unopened. I just do not like wasting money at all. Once I started taking an audit of what I had, I started saving time and money at the grocery store. Shopping in your pantry first is also a great way to help you plan meals based on what you already have. And so then you won't overbuy. All right, next tip. Try 3 to 5 ingredient meals. Meals that only have 3 to 5 ingredients. These are the best. Just try incorporating easy recipes into your weekly dinner plans. Whether you are a working mom or a stay-at-home mom, relying on easy yet tasty meals, it will help you to save a lot of time and energy. I have several of these types of recipes that I love to use and switch between weekly. By the time I get off work, I am mentally and physically exhausted, and easy meals that I can make within 30 to 40 minutes saves me so much time and energy, and it gets me to bed sooner. Google and Pinterest are my best friends when searching for these types of recipes. I try to save the more complicated recipes for Sunday dinner, holidays, or just when I have some more energy and time just to be extra. My husband and sons are hard to please with food, so I'm pretty impressed with how they love most of the simple meals that I prepare. Next, keep your pantry stocked with ingredients that can work with multiple meals. This has been a godsend for me. So there are certain ingredients that work with so many different meals and can often be inexpensive as well. For example, I keep rice on hand at all times because it works as a side and as a part of the main dish, like if you're making one of those one pot meals. I use potatoes for many recipes, like breakfast potatoes, you know, like with the onions and the peppers. You can do that for dinner as well. And I also use potatoes for homemade French fries, baked potatoes, stuffed potatoes, just to name a few. Pasta can also be used in many ways. If you're not familiar with common pantry items beyond what I just mentioned, do a Google search for pantry essentials list, if I can say that right, and you will find a good list to reference, I promise you. Next on my list is to save recipes digitally. That was really hard to say today. I always save my favorite recipes to my favorites or my bookmark section in my phone's internet browser. I also have Pinterest boards for recipes as well. It helps to have your recipes saved in one spot or two digitally so that you don't have to spend time searching for the recipes you are looking for. So another time saver. Next, buy in bulk. Buy the items that you buy often in bulk from a warehouse store like Sam's, Costco, or BJ's. Doing this will save you money and time. I use things like meat, eggs, bread, water, and certain snacks pretty often. So because things go so fast in my home due to there being five of us, I utilize Sam's Club myself, and I have found that the bulk price ends up being a cheaper option if you're buying the same thing, if you use it often throughout the week. Now, if I go to a normal grocery store multiple times to get those same items, it will cause me to buy it at a higher price. And I'll spend more time in the store than I would like to, because I would just prefer not to go more times than I have to. Because like I mentioned in the beginning, I am not a fan of grocery shopping. Okay, next, use grocery apps. Okay, now this isn't like necessarily directly connected to meal planning or grocery shopping. Yeah, I guess it is. But I know this seems a little off from what we were just talking about previously. However, this is why I want to tell you about this. When you take advantage of the apps that give you cash back or gift cards, it's a godsend. You not only save money, you can use it. You can use those rewards just for you, right? It could be your secret reward just for you. I use the apps Ibotta and Fetch frequently, and I use it just for me. And it's my way of paying myself back for all the hard work that I did grocery shopping. Ibotta will give you cash back through PayPal, and they also offer gift cards. Fetch only offers gift cards, and I usually use the Fetch gift cards for my Starbucks addiction instead of paying for it out of pocket. And if you're going to the grocery store often, and most likely if you have a child or children, you're going often and you should use these apps. You should definitely try Ibotta or Fetch. There are many others, but these are the ones that I use mainly. Go ahead and give it a try. I'll put my referral link for both apps in my show notes for you to try it yourself, and we'll both get extra points or cash when you sign up and you redeem your first receipt. So do not miss out on this, ladies. We don't ever want to miss out on free, okay? Especially if it is beneficial. So I have so many more tips that I can share with you, but I will stop here for today for the sake of time. And I will most definitely share more tips and tricks that I have learned to help moms save time and energy when it comes to grocery shopping and meal planning. Please share this episode with any other mom friend that you think would benefit from this information. And I'm sure we all can if we're not familiar with this type of stuff. And if you are enjoying the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, please do me a favor and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. And you can also do it on Spotify as well. I just found that out the other day, and I thought that was pretty cool. So yes, you can also leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. I would love to hear from you. As always, I want you to remember that you are loved, you are beautiful, and you are enough. Until next time, remember to keep your cool, mama. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.